Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Eskom has now reached 6.6 million out of the 6.9 million prepayment. So those of you who are on prepaid meters, you have now done your pre-coding, which is very, very key. And what am I talking about? If you don't know what this is, we've got somebody to clarify all of that. And we all have that deadline, the 24th of November being the deadline when you have to by then have done your pre-coding on your prepaid meter by Eskom. Daphne Mukwena is Eskom spokesperson on the line with us. Thanks again, Daphne, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Kenan, and good evening to your listeners.
Okay. I'm assuming everybody with a prepaid meter sort of knows what you're talking about. But just for those who don't know, what is this pre-coding that has to be done on your prepaid meter?
Yeah. So thanks, Simona, for giving me this opportunity. Mm. So basically, we have these meters with this technology called Standard Answer Specification, or SPS 1 technology prepaid meters. Mm. So these meters, basically, they started somewhere in 1993, or that software or the technology, you know, dates back to 1993. So basically what is happening is that on the 24th of November this year, 2024, the technology or the software, basically, or the vending code, if you like, will be expiring.
Got you.
And hence, we need to upgrade that vending code to the new vending code that will enable customers to able to, you know, buy their electricity tokens and load them into this new into their old meter, but with the new software.
Okay. And people can do this themselves, right? So you can, in a way, upgrade your own system, your own prepaid, your coding, as you said, yourself.
Yes. So basically what happens is that from, you know, the back office, and Eskom would then prepare your meter, you know, remotely. So that, and that's the part that we call the pre-coding, which we have done for the 6.6 million meters out of the 6.9 million meters, meaning that we are short of 300,000 that we are busy with. So busy the pre-coding as well, so that we complete the whole 6.9 million. Mm-hmm. So the 6.6 million, so these, because they are ready.
Yeah.
So customers then will be prompted that when they buy their token or credit token, that is, if your credit token is exhausted in your meter, when you go and buy a new or you want to load, you know, reload your meter. So when you buy that, your credit token, you will automatically get the two 20-digit numbers that, or codes that you need to punch in yourself on your meter. Once you have punched those 20 digits, then you, the last 20 digits that you punch in is your credit code, and then your meter will be, your software will be now converted into this new software or SPS 2.
Let's talk about the benefits of the new software. There are things that the software will be able to do, like detecting illegal tokens and the like. Just give us more details on that.
Yeah. So if, because we know that we do have some of our customers, you know, buying from these, what you call, gold vendors or, you know, illegal sellers. So if you buy those kind of tokens where you get, like, I think some call it buy one, get one free. If you buy those kind of tokens, if you try and load them into these meters after the 24th of November 2024, that meter won't be able to load. That's one. Two, if your meter is not recoded or you haven't bought those two or got or received those two digits that I spoke about and loaded them on your meter after the 24th of November, whatever token that you buy, you won't be able as well to load it into the meter. But as soon as you go to a legal vendor, and that is why we emphasize the point that customers must go and buy from authorized vendors and not obviously these other ghost vendors, so that they can get their meters coded or recoded, and so that they can receive electricity as normal.
Okay, so really at the end of the day, you don't have to do anything. When you get your legal token, you will be able to automatically upgrade, because the back office will do that. It will tell you and prompt you what to do, and that will happen automatically.
Yeah, so basically it's from the back office will prepare that meter, so it's ready for you to go and buy your credit token. When you buy the credit token, you will automatically receive the additional 220-digit code that you start punching them in into your meter, and then you punch in your credit token to load whatever credit that you just bought for, then your meter is ready to go.
All right. Daphne, is there a reluctance for some to upgrade or to at least load this pre-coded barcode?
I suppose the reluctance now for one would be obviously those that are buying from ghost vendors and their meters are still accepting the ghost tokens. So I suppose they'll be reluctant. And if you have also bypassed your meter, it means you are reluctant. And with this, I think from our side as well, it will be also easy for us to identify those ones that have not basically recoded their meters, because then it means that either you don't have electricity in your house or you are doing something illegal.
Really appreciate your time there, Daphne Mukwena, Eskom spokesperson. Just a quick update on what needs to be done. If you are a prepaid meter owner, you do need to make sure that you are going to be loading your system or your token with a legal token, just so that it can upgrade your system. In a way, it's like a software upgrade, right? So just make sure that that does happen. They've got a lot of you already who are on prepaid who have done that, but quite a number of you still have to do that. Your deadline is the 24th of November. You don't really need to do anything major. The only thing that you need to make sure of is that you get a legal token. Then it will assist you in making sure that your system is upgraded.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.